Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the dear families. On this blessed Sabbath, August 1st, 2015, this is lesson 138, chapter 29, entitled The Sabbath Part 2. The opening song to our study is entitled The Sabbath, in reference of the scripture Exodus 20, verse 8. Sabbath day, O rest and cheer, day divine to me so dear. Come, O come to old and young, gathering for prayer and song. Now the week of toil is o'er, and in peace we're safe once more. God our Father's ampler word, listening to His gracious word. Lord our God, we seek Thy face, bless us with Thy saving grace. May Thy heralds everywhere clear Thy gospel truth declare. Let Thy mighty word hold sway over men on earth today. Our poor souls, good shepherds feed, into pastures greenest lead. May our Lord the day be near when we pass from trials here into Thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. May, O Lord, the day be near, when we pass from trials here, into Thy eternal rest, in the mansions of the blessed. If any one of the dear family, mommies and daddies, little ones, would like to have open prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel as far as possible, and bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before the Lord, asking for the Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us throughout this day. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely through another week, for giving us the strength where ours fail. Thank you for giving us a blessed Sabbath day that no matter how busy we are and how far removed we get, that you give us a day of remembrance, dear Father, and a day that we can honor you and keep your word in its fullness, dear Father, I pray. I pray that you forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, each and every one of us. You know our situation. You know how we're standing all in the value of decisions, dear Father God, I pray. And I pray that you have the Holy Spirit impress upon our hearts, dear Father God, to continue to walk according to your light, dear Father God, to keep your commandments and to love you, because that is our true duty. I pray that you give us a listening heart and a receptive heart as well, dear Father, of your words of truth and inspiration that we're about to partake of in all the studies that we're going to be. I pray and I plead that the Holy Spirit show up and show us for each and every one of us, wherever we are. And I pray, Lord, for those that are not here with us today, that for those that are listening over the phone, and for those that would be listening in a later time, that you bless them, each and every one of them, according to your perfect will, dear Father God, I pray. Let not my sins, not my iniquities, not my shortcomings, anything that I have done in this body, thought or indeed, hinder up this prayer to you, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. We praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 28, from the King James Version, and it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, How long refuses ye to keep my commandments and my laws?" This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled The Sabbath, of our study book, Desire of Ages. if anyone of the dear family would like to continue taking the other scriptures, Babalah.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord.
Exodus 28. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 22:23. And ye shall be holy men unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn or beef in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 23:24. When thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, then thou mayest eat grapes, thy fill at thine own pleasure, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. Deuteronomy 23:25. When thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle into thy neighbor's standing corn. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of the dear family that are joining us in the room at this very moment. Today we'll be covering pages 283 to 284. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, Babalah.
Desire of Ages, page 283. The Sabbath was embodied in the law given from Sinai, but it was not then first made known as a day of rest. The people of Israel had a knowledge of it before they came to Sinai. On the way thither, the Sabbath was kept. When some profaned it, the Lord reproved them, saying, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws?" Exodus chapter 16, verse 28. And on the side it says, "The Ten Commandments were written with God's own finger, the only part of the Bible written directly by God." And then it says, "The Sabbath was established from the creation, and it's the day seven," which we know is a Saturday. Amen.
Desire pages, page 283. The Sabbath was not for Israel merely, but for the world. It had been made known to man in Eden, and like the other precepts of the Decalogue, it is of imperishable obligation. Of that law of which the fourth commandment forms a part, Christ declares, "Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law." So long as the heavens and the earth endure, the Sabbath will continue as a sign of the Creator's power. When Eden shall bloom on earth again, God's holy rest day will be honored by all beneath the sun. From one Sabbath to another, the inhabitants of the glorified new earth shall go up to worship before me, saith the Lord. Matthew 5:18, Isaiah 66:23. Desire is page 183, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Though the Sabbath was embodied in the law given on Sinai, did Israel know of it before? And besides Israel, for who was the Sabbath for? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, Babalah.
The answer is yes, Israel had not known of it before. They came to Sinai, and Sabbath was not Israel merely, but for the world.
Desire Page 283. No other institution which was committed to the Jews tended so fully to distinguish them from surrounding nations as did the Sabbath. God designs that it observes
that its observance should designate
them as his worshippers. It was to be a token of their separation from
idolatry
and their connections with the true God. But in order to keep the Sabbath holy, men must themselves be holy. Thus, through faith, they must be partakers of the righteousness of Christ. When the command was given to Israel, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, the Lord said also to them, ye shall be holy men unto me. Exodus 28:22-31. Only thus could this Sabbath distinguish Israel as the worshiper of God. And on the side it says, obedience, our gift to God.
Amen.
Righteousness through faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies or daddies. What did God design that the Sabbath should be for his people? And what was it to be a token for? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is that the members should designate them as his worshippers and was a token for their separation and idolatry and their connection with true God.
Psalm 283. As the Jews departed from God and failed to make the righteous of Christ their own by faith, the Sabbath lost its significance to them. Satan was seeking to exalt himself and to draw men away from Christ, and he worked to pervert the Sabbath because it is the sign of the power of Christ. The Jewish leaders accomplished the will of Satan by surrounding God's resting with burdens and requirements. In the days of Christ, the Sabbath had become so perverted that its observance reflected the character of selfish and arbitrary men rather than the character of the loving Heavenly Father. The rabbis virtually represented God as giving laws which it was impossible for men to obey. They led the people to look upon God as a tyrant and to think that the observance of Sabbath as he required it made men hard-hearted and cruel.
Dear ones, it's the same thing that is happening today. Do you know that on the Sabbath day, the priest, even the Father, and Jesus, what do they do on this blessed day to release all the burdens that his people may need? Some people may be sick, some broken in heart, some may even have doubt and fear, and the Lord came to release all of those bandages. Some of the leaders were so busy trying to make up laws, yet the suffering of his people was so much in bondage that as Christ walked 2,000 years ago, he walked and he was looking to see what his people was ailing. While he was on the Sabbath, he did good. He took care of all of the people that inside, from within their heart, they were suffering from all kinds of degradation. As today, we are Sabbath keepers, we have to do the same thing, dear ones. As Jesus had looked around to see who was with their hearts broken, those that was with sickness, we are Sabbath keepers, we must do good on the Sabbath. Okay? That is just a reminder. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Desirees, page 283. It was the work of Christ clear away these misconceptions, although the rabbi followed him with merciless and hostility. He did not even appear to comfort to their requirements, but went straightforward, keeping the Sabbath according to the law of God. Isaiah 2:83:4. Upon one Sabbath day, as the Savior and his disciples turned from place to worship, they passed through the field of ripening grain. Next slide, please. Amen.
Question, boys and girls, how did the Jews lose the significance of the Sabbath? And how had the Sabbath become in the days of Christ because of the Jewish leaders surrounding God's rest day with burdensome requirements? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is that The answer is, as Jews apart from God and fail to make the righteousness of Christ their own by faith, and the Sabbath had become to perverted that its observance reflected the character of selfish and arbitrary men rather than the character of loving Heavenly Father.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together. There are ones from the book of Hebrew. We will keep in memory verse, how can we be obedient to the Lord? So let us continue in our study. We are in Desire of Ages, page 283.
Jesus had continued his work to a late hour, and while passing through the fields, the disciples began to gather the heads of grain and to eat the kernels after rubbing them in their hands. On any other day, this act would have excited no comment, for one passing through a field of grain, an orchard, or a vineyard was at liberty to gather what he desired to eat. In Desire of Ages, page 283. And continuing, see Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. But to do this on the Sabbath was held to be an act of desecration. Not only was the gathering of the grain a kind of reaping, but the rubbing of it in the hands were a kind of threshing. Thus, in the opinion of the rabbis, there was a double offense. Desire of Ages, page 281, page 284, paragraph 1. The spies at once complained to Jesus, saying, "Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day." Desire of Ages, page 284, paragraph 2. Amen.
Question, boys and girls. In the opinion of the rabbis, what was a double offense to do on the Sabbath while passing through the fields? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is to gather the heads of grain to eat the kernels after rubbing them in their hands was held to be an act of desecration. Not only was the gathering of the grains a kind of reaping, but the rubbing of it in the hand was a kind of thrusting.
Desire of Ages, page 284. When accused of the Sabbath breaking at Bethsaida, Jesus defended himself by affirming his sonship to God and declaring that he worked in harmony with the Father. Now that the disciples are attacked, he cites his accuser to examples from the Old Testament acts performed on the Sabbath by those who were in service of God. Amen. Desire of Ages, 284, paragraph 3.
In the scripture, there is a section when, if you remember David running away from King Saul, he was a hunger with his men. And he went to the temple, and the high priest, or the priestess at the time that was ministering, was able to administer from the hollow bread that only was supposed to be partaken by the priest. In the example that Christ was trying to let those that was accusing him of breaking the Sabbath, as well as the disciple, they have forgotten what was the law that was gathering on the Sabbath, that God and Christ, they were, but this is the day where all of us go on our knees and our petition are the greatest. And if he was not the one to listen to our prayers or to be able to answer it, imagine he is the one that holds the heaven, the earth, and by his command, everything continues in its motion. If the Lord will stop doing those things, imagine that the earth will fall. Every single thing that he does will be completely out of order. For the commandment was made for men on the Sabbath rest, not for God. For the Lord is the one that gives us all the petitions by our prayers and the listening ear. He's healing. He is actually renewing. He's restoring. So his work is still the same as every other day. And those that are ministering in the same office, they work like Elder Rob or any one of the brothers that have to minister to the body of believers with the Word of God. They're working for the Word of God, yet they are not in any accusation, for they're doing what Jesus would have done if he would have been here. I hope and pray that that explanation would give them a little bit of understanding where the Sabbath was not broken by the Savior or the disciples. Question, boys and girls, what did the spies complain to Jesus about regarding the disciples? And how did Jesus defend himself and the disciples when accused of Sabbath breaking at Bethesda?
Answer, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day, and by affirming his sonship to God and declaring that he worked in harmony with the Father, he cites his accusers to examples from the Old Testament at Acts performed on the Sabbath by those who were in the service of God. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn a last scripture song together, dear one, from the book of Matthew. And that is located on Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. And it's going to be sung by dear sister Karina.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of the first section of our study of the children, and at this very moment we're going to do story time. So gather all the little ones very close to the mic, for our dear Brother Graves will be the one to narrate it. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. Well, this is going to be different from the last one because it gets a little deeper. And I've done my best to try to explain some of the words that might be otherwise hard to understand. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. David thought so much of God's commandments that he valued them more than money. That's what they used in those days, was gold for money. And that's Psalm 119:127. In these days of peril or danger, shall we show less devotion to the truth of God and less fervent attachment to His law than in former years? That means when we are in trouble, are we going to turn our backs on God and His law? The very condition of things exists which Christ declared would be prior to His second coming in power and glory. Jesus said things would be bad before His second coming, and they're getting that way. The prevailing ungodliness or sinfulness tends to paralyze and even to destroy true faith and piety. When we sin and do bad things, sin doesn't seem as bad as before we sinned. You know, boys and girls, when we eat between meals, again and again, it doesn't seem like a sin, but it is. But this is the very time when the gold of Christian integrity or honesty will shine brightest, in contrast with dross, the dross or worthless stuff of hypocrisy, which means pretending to be something that we are not, and corruption. Now is the time for Christ's chosen to show their devotion to His service. Do you know what devotion means? It means we pay close attention to something. The time for all His followers to bear the noblest testimony for their Master by standing firm against the prevailing current of evil. The prevailing current. What does that mean? That would be the video games. Most of those are evil. That means worldly music. That too is evil. That's the prevailing current, or the style, the fashion, the custom. Everybody goes out to play games and listen to the radio. Most of that's evil. As we see the results which have followed a disregard of God's law, dishonesty, theft, licentiousness or impurity, drunkenness, and murder, we are prepared to say with the psalmist, that was King David, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. In keeping of them, the Ten Commandments, there is great reward. Those who keep God's law get to go to heaven. Isn't that a good one? When the divine law is set aside or disobeyed, the greatest misery will result both to families and to society. Our only hope of better things is to be found in a faithful adherence or obedience to the precepts of Jehovah. That's the Ten Commandments. Infidel, that is a person or society who rejects all religions. Infidel France once tried the experiment of rejecting the authority of God. What scenes of horror followed? Men cast aside the divine law as a yoke of bondage. That means something hard to endure. And in their boasted liberty, they placed themselves under the rule of the veriest tyrant. That means the meanest tyrant, the devil. Do you know what a tyrant is? I could give you the name of one person. But I will say it is someone who forces you to do things against your will. Anarchy or rioting and bloodshed ruled that terrible day. It was then demonstrated or shown to the world that the surest way to undermine the foundation of order and government is to set at naught the law of God. To make something of naught means that we say it's not really to be obeyed when God asks us to obey His commandments. They say, now there's no such thing. Instead of feeling that we are now in the slightest degree excusable, In further transgression, we shall realize as never before the justice of God's claims upon us and the sacred character of His law, since Christ died to maintain its authority. We shouldn't feel that to continue sinning is okay, because Jesus had to die to save us from our sins means sin is really bad. As long as the obedient will see the blessed results that follow the keeping of God's law or God's commandments, when we get to heaven, we will realize that what a blessing it was to keep God's commandments. The Bible says, "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him." In other words, we can't imagine what heaven is going to be like. "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold." Psalm 119:127. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear brother. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 3 in our study entitled The Sabbath of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddies, would like to have closing prayer, Bubba.
If we can all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts for closing prayer. Our Father, thankfulness be unto thee for this blessed day. Thankfulness be unto thee for this up this morning. Have love this Sabbath. I pray that we can be all time Christian, my friend, mom, we can always see what we do. Let us be able to be obedient in all the things we do. Let us be showing each other mercy and compassion. Forgive us of our sins, our iniquities, our crafts, our spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong. Let us be able to always be able to keep the Sabbath holy, and that is what it is meant for, and for us to learn about God and appreciate the day He created this world. But let us not be of the world that is right now. Let us be able to be separate from it and already know what we already know. Let us be able to be teaching everyone in this world what they shall learn about the Sabbath, the gospel, and every other thing about God, that they may be able to turn from their selfish and sinful ways that is, and then turn into You. Let us be able to always be, know what's true and what isn't, and let's be able to always be protected wherever we are in the other parts of the world. This is my friend, especially holy, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be August 8, 2015, we will continue with part 3 of our study, the Sabbath in chapter 29. We hope and pray that all the dear little ones, mommies and daddy, were blessed by the study, and we would like to leave some activities for the whole family to enjoy and continue the dialogue of what a blessed gift that the Lord has given to this world. The Sabbath is not only a time that we can commune with the divine, but also with each other, and to come closer in union to experience the love that God had for us. For without the Sabbath and the love that God had for us, this world would have been a very dark place. So let us continue doing His will, and by obedience, which is the true gift of God, not by words, but sometimes even by life, we can be able to continue giving this gospel. God bless each and every one of you, and thank you so much for participating, and may God bless you.